podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
I've realized that I think in considering whether to do it just us, and I think potentially listening to the Floyd episode, part of that.
I didn't listen back.
I didn't listen to the whole thing either. I don't think I feel like we do a lot of talking over our guests. A lot of the content is coming from us. It's about our week, how it's been. They're mainly there to listen.
No, but we bring someone in to listen. Yeah,
not many questions being shot across at the guests.
Oh, no, but I think as well, and this is, I'm not justifying it, but this is another fault of ours. We don't like brief anyone enough.
No.
So the whole time they're probably like, maybe this is what it is. They just get guests in to. I was trying to, because like, I'm trying to get some money for this podcast.
Oh, right.
I don't know what our listener numbers are, but.
From whom?
Well, so I'm pitching podcast ideas to Nova, and then I'm like, I'll throw this on.
Mm.
And I said, we get.
Good luck writing up a pitch doc for this. Like, what is it? Well.
I said we get 10,000 listeners an episode. I don't know if that's right. Can't be too far away from that.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to reveal. But it's lower than that.
It's a bit lower, is it? Well, look, whatever.
Yeah.
How are they? They probably actually have metrics to work it out. But anyway.
Totally.
I said that. But then I was like.
Mm. Well, that's a, what do you call it? That's a lie.
A straight up
that's
lie.
A straight up lie.
But it's in the world of like sales. I think that's what you do. You just do lies.
I think you're right. I think I'd be wanting to cover my ass to some degree.
I would say across multiple platforms, including.
Nice. That's good.
Sometimes I put some speakers on out the front of my house, play it to the street.
Over the highway.
Yeah.
Go down to the Hume. Vroom, vroom. That's one. One,
two, three, I'm in the middle of the cross city tunnel. Just yeah. Playing it.
Sometimes when you're driving along, you see people checking the traffic with like speed. You think that's a cop? That's no, Taunton.
That's me getting podcast
racking
views
up numbers.
But I pitched it as I said, God, what did I say? It was like, no agenda. I tried to make it sound quite saucy.
This sounds like a
no agenda,
a Seinfeld esque pitch.
Yeah, no
podcast.
No,
about
I wasn't
nothing.
Like it's a podcast about nothing. But I was like, no agenda.
But what do you mean no agenda?
Well, like there's
that
no
sounds
agenda.
Like a political agenda.
Most podcasts have an agenda. It's
sure.
Like, this is what we're here to do.
As in, so not like a list of things to discuss, but you mean like a purpose?
Well, no, you know, most podcasts, yeah. Most podcasts
like you an agenda, a meaning, like a purpose, any kind of like reason to exist
well,
at all.
Well, yeah, a lot of the times they're like, oh, well, let's get into it. We've never had to get into it.
No, and I do
if
feel
anything,
like.
The only thing we're getting into is the end. I'm often like, let's wrap it up.
That is the only theme, is that, yeah. But. At a random point from the listener's perspective, because sometimes it's half an hour in because we've got to go to gigs or something, and sometimes it's an hour and a half you've been like,
but also
well,
it's
look.
Like a lot of the time we just keep talking after, and we could have just kept recording.
Sure, yeah. Except that you just have to leave this room for whatever reason. I feel like I do agree, this is a bit of a devil's advocate thing, if I'm analysing the podcasting game, I think an agenda is good, generally. I think it makes it clear to a listener, like, what the fuck they're even listening to.
Totally.
Can be a bit fun to follow along with. Like, not just comedy, like, I don't know, like you could listen to a history podcast about World War One, and it starts at 1914, and, you know, every episode's about every week, like, there's some sort of, like, narrative arc there. But I feel like particularly for comedians who, like, there's a lot of comedy podcasts where they'll pick, like, we're just going to start watching each episode of fucking Entourage.
Charmed.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally
that's
one,
literally
isn't
one.
It?
Yeah, I wasn't being creative. I was
yeah,
just
totally.
Being like, this is one that I've seen.
And I imagine when I see advertisements for such podcasts that towards the middle of it would feel quite limiting. When you're like, fuck, crack up another.
Have you spoken to
episode?
Guy Montgomery about how his thing? He
no,
feels,
not really.
He's trapped.
What do they do? They
watch a movie,
the same movie every time?
Every week for a year. Mm. Well, I think now it's good because they've, but I'm sure.
Surely they talk then about other things.
They do, yeah.
Because you can't talk about the movie for every week.
But I think you would start finding new things in the movie.
Certainly. Never let half an hour in.
But I reckon the first year they did that podcast, halfway through the year, they're like, this is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Then they got to the end of the year, they start a new movie. They're like, thank God.
Something that different. One's actually good because it's kind of like a passing, kind of almost like a nominal motive or agenda. Yeah. But like that you can kind of stray away from.
It's a good podcast. I think it's a really good.
I've heard good things.
Like, but I think that's, I don't have something like that to put in the pitch doc.
No. So what did you say? No agenda?
No agenda. I said no beginning, middle and end, which I don't. Which
nothing.
No, but I
was describing nothing.
But I was
there's
hoping
no reason. Would... There's no content. There's no arc to it. There's no nothing happens. Nothing was planned to happen. So it's a success because
yeah,
nothing
exactly.
was planned
you
and nothing
fail.
Is achieved. Then, well, who's in the lead?
Perfect.
It's us.
But I was hoping they would be intrigued by that.
Yeah.
You would be. Imagine getting all these podcast pitches. They're like, all right, we get
yes.
the news and then we reimagine it for the next
totally.
25 years. And then
yes.
and then there's something, there's nothing.
Yeah.
This is season four of Seinfeld right now.
Yeah. I mean, it is similar.
So I'm not even being original with my pitch.
No, but I mean, then it's just a matter of what they usually get pitches for. Because that makes sense to me. Yeah. If it's all kind of meticulous and kind of... I'd imagine it's possible that when you read through them, some of them are kind of overwrought, like they're over-defined. They've got too much of an agenda.
Yes.
There's no fun in it. You know what I mean? You could argue our one probably too far the other way.
Well, totally. So I was also told,
try
to think of things that they can sell sponsorship on because that's how, you know, everyone makes their money. There's a few ads in
totally.
There. We've famously been anti-ads since we started this.
Yeah, we've had numerous offers and we've
totally.
Knocked all of them back. What about seltzers? We've been big...
Yeah, I would definitely take money from anyone. Mm, like, yeah, I don't
sure.
care. But I was like, if it's nothing, because I think they want something. So say if it's like about money, maybe a bank sponsors it or something.
Yes.
Do you know what
okay,
I mean?
Sure.
I was like, if it's about nothing... The advertisers could be anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nothing again.
No, I mean, I don't know.
No.
But it could be anything.
So, so you're trying to frame this as a positive again.
Once again.
And be
yeah.
like the fact that there's no agenda,
it was
no
all
meaning,
positive
no
in
narrative.
The pitch. There was like a lot of exclamation marks.
Anyone
in the pitch.
Could advertise.
Anyone.
Yeah, our advertisers. I mean, a lot of podcasts I listen to, the adverts are, you know, for like underwear and like dick pills or something.
Yeah, but they're in the mail, the. Like generic male like things.
I mean, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But like it's not, they're not looking at the content specifically. I suppose
they're
looking
they're
at the audience.
They're listening at the listeners. They don't care about the content.
Yeah,
totally. The
audience. So, but that was your argument. You're saying content is nothing. So
yeah.
therefore any kind of.
But I guess in the podcasting world, when you do a pitch, like TV, the content when you pitch it will dictate the audience, their thing about the sponsors.
Sure.
When it doesn't exist. In there, I didn't say it currently.
Well, they're thinking
I didn't
about
say
the
it currently exists. I was like, this is a podcast.
You said we had 10,000 listeners.
Yeah, but I wasn't like, I was like, you know, we could.
Hypothetically.
Change it.
Change.
I was like, if we tighten it up.
Hang on. But, so you're like, so you said there's nothing, there's no purpose. Nothing happens, which is a success because we achieved the nothing. We have 10,000 listeners. But we're open to, change it if you want any
yeah.
aspect of this.
For
if
sure.
you want.
I was like, yeah. I didn't say it like that. I said, we could, what did I say? It was like, currently we do this. I put the link and I was like, but maybe with more professionalism and some tightening up.
So you're admitting that we're unprofessional as well.
We're not unprofessional, but maybe with some more.
No, sure. Fair enough.
A lot of podcasts have like a guy that does stuff that's in there.
Totally.
You know, like the Tim Dillon podcast, he just has a guy.
That's good. I mean, we're kind of splitting certain aspects of the administration of this current podcast. I do think, and that's all quite easy, I feel like. What I do think it would be nice, which is kind of what we've done with the guests, I feel like.
Mm.
And a recent podcast I did where they had like a woman who was there doing the, she took care of the audio, which isn't that hard, in my opinion.
Yeah, what do you, I mean...
Just make it so it's... I mean, this is just a studio we can just come and use. But then they laugh. There's someone kind of watching you, which does make your performance a little bit better. But then I'd argue that's what we've done with the guests to some degree.
It does make you think maybe we need to send out...
Hang on, when are we going to hear about
apologies.
Nova?
Apologies.
Are we going to...
I only sent it off this afternoon.
All right, don't mind this. And if we're successful, what happens?
Well, I assume we get big bucks.
Mm. That's what I was gonna.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And what what's the time now? 50, whatever it is.
Yep.
Beep this out. So does a
yes.
podcast for Nova.
Right.
She does two a week.
Yep.
She gets $1,000 each episode.
That's not bad. What does she talk about?
It's nothing. I've done the podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Mates Talking Shit or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'd do better than her.
Well, I mean, we've got, yeah, I mean, anyway. But like, it is kind of alarming to think that we're probably doing that. I often think that it's a pretty good, Melbourne Comedy Festival this year, a girl came up to me at the Hi-Fi at 3 a.m. Mm. And she was like, I love your podcast.
There we go.
And I wanted to be like, who are you? Like,
why?
Yeah, yeah. I needed some more feedback because I, in my head, think it's good.
Mm.
But then maybe we're being rude to our guests.
I think it's fine. I think there's,
and
I
that's
mean,
all you can
this episode,
for.
The first one without a guest, we're just really analysing what's happened.
No, but this one needs to
generally.
Happen, I think.
But I suppose it is a good conversation to have. I think there's, yeah, potentially unprofessionalism in terms of planning some things to talk about, slash how frequently they come out and stuff.
God, yeah, maybe we could do that.
I feel like that's the next step. Plus the filming, which...
Well, you've got the camera.
I've got the camera. I have ordered a battery thing. Also didn't want to film this one because the legality of it taking place is questionable.
Well, we checked it. I think it's okay.
I think it's fine. This is work. Particularly with the Nova...
Now,
possibility.
The demo. This is.
Yeah, exactly.
This we send this in the first future one. We talk dolls. About the pitch.
We get caught by the cop. They're like, this is not essential work. We're like, mate, Nova, it's nothing.
Call Nova right now.
We got to pitch it to get out of a $2,000 fine.
Maybe that's, and we bring a police guest on every week.
Okay.
To talk about.
Every week we have a cop on.
A different cop on. Okay. And we ask about, and we say...
This has went from nothing to an extremely specific
We
bucket.
Finish every episode by saying, why are you killing Indigenous kids in custody?
Yes.
So then it's like got a political edge.
Exactly. And you know who's going to love that? Nova. No. With the little DJ guy.
I always thought it was a monkey.
No, he's jetpacking around. They've got new ads on. He's very cute, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder if radio... Because like I've harboured... I mean, as my career is getting away from me, the lockdown gives you time to think about, you know, what's going on in your life. And
absolutely.
I'm like, well, maybe, you know, the comedy dream is all over. You know what I mean? Who knows what? We're back in lockdown. Who knows what the future holds?
You mean all over?
Who knows what the future holds? Maybe this is the new normal, Tom.
2 weeks with yourself. Like it's all over. I've had talking about it's all over.
No, like everyone. I mean, you're still going to an office. So you've probably maintained... When you're not, you have some good days, bad days, right?
Absolutely. No, look, I'm not saying these thoughts are crazy to have. I suppose in my own way, I'm trying to reassure you that the thoughts don't have truth behind them.
Oh,
and that you've got a fruitful career ahead of you.
Well, my point is, in my low days, I've got to go to commercial. Like commercial radio is where we need to be. Hence me pitching the podcast to Nova.
1 week. You're like, where's the sellout button? I want to hit it immediately.
Dude, I wanted to pull the cord.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Gladys announced it, I was like, I'm calling Fox FM. Even if
second
I don't know
press conference right after Gladys. You begging Kiss FM to let you
get
come and be.
Get rid of Kyle and Jackie O. What about Sammy and Tommy O? Come on, get us in.
I'll change my name to Tommy O. I don't care.
I'll tighten it up. I'll make some changes.
The one thing we request is every day we have a different cop on. They're going to have very similar views. They're going to have... very similar perspectives on things like deaths and police custody, things like that. Very intense.
I wouldn't be surprised if content. That was already a segment on some commercial. Like someone's tried having a cop.
Oh, just asking
on
a cop stuff.
Once a week, ask a cop.
I think that's
actually not a bad segment.
It's pretty good. I feel like now you would... I mean, it's kind of better than ever. There's a TikTok account that keeps coming up on my TikTok when I scroll through it, which is like a cop talking to like a teen. Giving kind of background on...
Really?
Well, I feel like... I think it is good. It's similar to looking up the COVID restrictions before. It's like nothing's clear on what the rules are or anything. Like having like a...
They've been fining people near where I live.
Really?
Sydney Park, which, you know
just
that
just for hanging out?
Yeah. I mean, on the weekend, it was pretty crazy. A lot of Eskies and people standing on the hill.
But apparently that's good. Apparently not one person has ever gotten COVID outdoors in Australia.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it's too hot?
No, it's just because the air's... moving around and like it's an airborne virus.
Oh, well, fucking let it rip.
The argument against that is Delta variant, different.
Well, no one knows, do they? I mean, I don't want to talk about COVID. It's boring. But
One thing I do want to talk about with COVID, though, is that I have got vaccinated.
Yeah.
I got the first shot and I would like to address some...
Did you get sick?
Potentially snide. Not, no, just like jokes that you made, but I wondered... whether there was a grain of truth to them.
What jokes did I make?
Basically, you implied that I didn't deserve to have it because I'm not...
Well,
which is a fair accusation to make, but I skipped the queue or something.
So I'm in the queue for Pfizer. Sure. So yep. I'm an asthmatic.
Yeah.
And I... So I...
We all have asthma.
Do we?
Everyone has asthma. I feel like... How bad's your asthma? I had it as a kid.
Do you know what? Like, it's fine. When I get sick, it flares up.
Okay.
I was sick.
When you have a cold.
Yeah, I was sick a few months ago. No, I was sick like a month ago.
Flares up. Like, what symptoms
you start wheezing. I just need a Ventolin.
Oh, so you need the drug. Okay, you're more asthmatic than me.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was pretty bad. But you do grow out of it, though.
Totally.
What I've heard. But you don't have it anymore. You should just say you've got it.
I mean, I did have, but I haven't, I haven't really experienced any.
But wheezing. My point is, it's like, I got told they'll get back to me for this week. No, crickets. Totally. Absolute crickets. You're fully vaccinated. No, one half.
I'm one half. But I got sent just a secret link, which, months ago.
I didn't believe, you sent me the link, I didn't believe
I sent it to you. So in my mind, I'm like, this is a fun thing.
What the fuck is wrong with this country? Why are there secret links?
It is weird that you just get a link and you can just sign up. And I didn't lie or anything. Like, I didn't say that I was like older or had asthma or anything. I didn't even use the fact that I live with doctors, because sometimes you can get it through that if you live with frontline workers. I just said my shit. And then they sent me a date to come get it. Like, I feel like that's above board.
And did you walk in trying to justify yourself when you got the vaccine? Or you played it cool?
No, I'm fine. If you had the text, you're in. You are the only, but I haven't really talked to anyone because we're in lockdown, but you're the only pushback I've got about whether it's appropriate that I've done this.
Really?
Because the secret link thing, it's not perfect. And you know what I'm not loving?
I just don't know how there can be a secret link.
I mean, it's not ideal, but if you have the link, it's like, come on. And it's all helping.
Maybe that private school got the link.
Well, this is what I don't like, is now...
You're lumped in with the private school.
I'm lumped in with the private school. I've seen a few people tweeting, this is not how the vaccine should be rolled out. Private school's getting it. Secret links being shared around. This is not right. And I'm like, don't put them together.
No, but you are in with them.
I'm not a fucking private school.
So whatever you say, like if you're a kid at that private school, they're just like, give you, I'll just take the bio.
Yeah,
you can't blame the kids.
Of course not.
They're rich, they're privileged, whatever. They just got told they're getting a jab, whatever
totally.
It happens.
Yeah.
But it's like about whoever pulled the strings to be like, we deserve it more than other people. Unfortunately, I think you fall into that category.
Why?
Because...
I mean, the link is a bit like that.
I mean, we are all it's such a slow rollout of this vaccine.
Yeah.
We're all waiting for our turn. Like, if we all... It's like pushing on the bus.
But if you had a link, it's like...
Yeah, but why did you have the link?
Well, okay, so this is the thing.
So this is what... Why
I won't name
you
who
the
sent
link?
Me the link, but... It was someone who works in the city. So it was a bit like, I don't know how they fucking got it, but it was like CBD kind of like privilege, kind of. So it probably, having the link did kind of correlate with being a richer, kind of more privileged person.
So you...
It probably means the CBD, Sydney, kind of like, you know, first of all, metropolitan, second of all, kind of like white collar workers in the city. I don't know how many, what percentage of them have this fucking link and have already gotten vaccinated, but
dude,
it trickled down to me. That's an indication. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a good fucking percentage of like.
Is it a better vaccine?
They did. Like when they got the needle out, it was like
gold.
It was like a bit shiny and stuff. But they didn't say anything, but it was like pretty good.
But you could tell it was better.
It feels good to be. to have like the good one.
I think
she did go Pfizer. She showed me Pfizer and like.
She showed you that.
Yeah. Because they need to tell you what's kind of going into your body or whatever.
I think you should hold off on the second dose.
But no, you have to have, once you have one, you have to.
I mean, but come on.
No.
Well, I guess you've already had the dose now. You should just go through with it.
I didn't expect to have this level of guilt associated with it.
Well, I don't know. It's like I haven't heard back from them.
I reckon it's taken so long as well. It's like on for young and old, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I was like this week, I was like, I'll just go get AstraZeneca.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, fuck, it's like a 12-week turnaround. I'll just hold out till I get my Pfizer.
Don't get AstraZeneca. No, seriously, not if you can get Pfizer in like the next few months.
I was trying to do, I wrote about this in my newsletter. That it's like, it's so awesome that there's a good vaccine and a shitty vaccine.
It's weird.
Because it gives you a chance. It's like when someone tells you went to a shitty school and you got to be like, oh, I've heard great things about, it's
But it
fine.
Also like encourages people to get our vaccine. It's actually like a strategy I heard pitched in America last year to get people vaccinated. Because if you just have one, then everyone argues about, is it good, is it bad, like vaccine versus not vaccine. But if you have two, you're like, shit versus good.
Dude.
Then the people are like, well, I just want the good
one. Imagine if there's just one vaccine.
Well, exactly. That could have, but they ordered, yeah.
I want to find to, maybe that, deliberately. That Russian vaccine. Did anyone get that?
I looked that up.
Yeah, that's right.
I think a bunch of countries like in Southeast Asia ordered it, yet to receive any. I think they've paid in advance and didn't get any.
Because I think it was like Russia were like, we're going. And then I think the Philippines came out pretty quick after and were like, we're taking it.
Yep.
But then, yeah, didn't hear much I think, more about it.
Well, they're focusing on their own population. I think it could be working. I think, like, it does exist. And it's yeah. like, I think it's probably fine.
Russia vaccinated, though?
Oh, you can't. Not
I thought
heaps.
Israel is the only proper vaccinated country.
Oh, like top level. I think, yeah, they're number one. But like, you know, everyone's giving it a crack. Us too.
Oh, no, you got to get in there and have a go.
I just find it weird that Pfizer used to be, to me, I think particularly, you know the film The Fugitive?
Great film.
That's very anti pharmaceuticals, large pharmaceutical companies.
What's it called, the drug they're after in there?
Oh, I forget. But it's like,
but it's the big scene.
Yeah,
where he bursts through.
Bursts into the conference. Yeah, and the kind of point of it is that these big pharmaceutical companies, particularly in America, because then they have so much power and they advertise on TV and so many of their population are like over-medicated. A lot of people say fucking the opioid crisis. Like they're doing evil shit over there, these big companies. And like from watching that as a 10-year-old, like you learn fucking pharmaceutical companies, evil. I reckon
big pharma. I love the term pharma. Big pharma. Exactly. It's a great, we don't
one
have
of
that
the
in
most
Australia.
Evil. Like groups of companies, like maybe the most.
Probably the most because they're exploiting people that need it for medical purposes.
And it's got like weird imagery. Like I feel like Coke and like McDonald's, big companies like that, they could, you know, if you could make an argument that they've had a big negative effect on people, like causing obesity and things like this. But like you would just associate it with like a yummy drink and
but
a yummy food.
But there's also somewhat a level of choice with those companies where I feel like with Big Pharma a lot of the time. And it's great. I'm so excited now I can say Big Pharma quite a lot.
Sure.
In Australia, you don't get a chance to say Big Pharma. But you listen to American politics, they're always talking about
Big
Pharma.
Coming up a lot.
But with Big Pharma, it's like you have no, if it's medicine, it's life or death. Mm. You just have to get it.
And they, particularly in America, have to pay, you know, through the nose for it. And their names are all kind of sciencey names, a bit more like the edge to it. It sounds more scary. And, like, it's associated with jabs and, like, being sick and, like, you just... I've thought of them since I watched that Fugitive movie, but then also in my teens, you know, you read about they're ripping people off. Big Pharma, evil. Pfizer, one of the biggest companies...
Huge. I was on their website.
Sounds fucking evil as shit. They're one of the most evil kind of sounding ones. Now, when she showed me Pfizer on the side of that
your heart
needle,
glowed.
I was like, oh, fuck yes. I'm like, Pfizer's my fucking favorite. I love Pfizer.
Well, you know,
so
I wrote AstraZeneca in a Word document.
Oof.
And the Word document
Clippy came up
it.
Like, really? Are you sure, mate?
Do you mean Pfizer?
Yeah, exactly. Clippy would maybe be competitive with the needles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's similar to a needle. Like,
yeah.
Kind of metal and spiky.
Get Clippy in.
Probably wants to fuck it.
Maybe. What? Oh,
Clippy is
going
to get married to a needle, you know?
Because, like, who would Clippy fuck?
Just other paper clips.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that'll be the next.
Maybe a texter. But what's your point? You typed in AstraZeneca.
Yeah, and it auto corrected it.
To what?
Already. I obviously spelled it wrong. But it was already new.
That sounds like some fucking Nimbin, like,
dude, it already
conspiracy
knew
shit. Dude, how did fucking Microsoft Word?
How did it know, bro?
How did it know
dude,
already?
Dude, it wasn't even it was Pages, the shitty version, and it knew. Word would have, of course, Word would have known. It did already
probably
know.
It updates its list of
so
shit
it did,
pretty
and
regularly.
Then it capitalized the Z. What the fuck?
You think that's Pages working with them to try and get
well, you.
Well,
I'm saying, obviously, Big
or
Pharma's in there. Like, why would Pages. I've never done an update on my MacBook ever.
Yeah.
How does it already know? How many people were typing AstraZeneca? They're just getting it into the zeitgeist.
But that's probably how it works. A certain amount of people type something in and then it, like, gives it a definition and then rolls that out to everyone who has that program.
I mean, yeah. But come, you know, it's a bit much.
If Nova's listening, this is the kind of analysis we
if
can
Nova,
bring.
If Nova, we're getting to the end, don't worry. No. I have one more thing about the podcast, a huge issue.
Yeah,
so I've been
totally
trying to get new artwork for this podcast.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Oh, the huge dramas. So I approached a guy to make some artwork.
Yeah, and he's already done some up.
He did some up, and then I went back with a few changes and stuff.
Yep.
And
some I asked for.
Yeah, fine. Totally. And then I kind of forgot about it for a while.
Yep.
Like a while. Like,
yeah, it's been months. Yeah.
Like months, right? Sure. And then I spoke to you, this is not long ago, and then I was like, fuck, you were like, let's get on this, right? And I was like, I'll go back to this guy. Forgot again, but only for a few days.
Sure.
And then I got a message from him.
Oh, no.
Being like, hey, Sam, I see you decided not to go in the direction, because I haven't paid him.
Right.
So I forgot about it completely. But, and he's like, please don't abuse freelancers.
He said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, we're all working for our money. Like, I don't, like, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa, but hang
no,
on.
No, no, no.
Where did you leave this with it? What was the last communication?
I think he just sent.
You asked for changes. He sent the changes through.
And I think I said, and I'll get back to you.
Oh. Have I seen these new images?
No, no, no. Not new ones yet. I'm completely in the wrong. There's no one to blame.
But he sent through some. I thought that it looked like we weren't smiling. We looked very serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You made that request. Then he did another one where he made a smile, and I thought it looked crazy. And like, we looked really crazy.
And then at that point, I didn't reply for months.
Oh, so you haven't even told him that
stuff yet. So I thought I had, but I hadn't. And then so I got a harrowing message from him.
Oh, my God.
Being like, you know, and totally fair as well. Yeah. You know, like, I just hadn't replied.
Harrowing.
So I was like, I then had to, like... do the most groveling apology of all time. Like, because he's a nice guy and he does comedy in Melbourne and stuff.
Could we get a bit more of specifics about what he said? So he said...
I'll read you the message.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he doesn't care. Oh, is it rude to read the message?
I don't think so if he's not identifiable.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Also, I'm
the... And if there's... You're the arsehole here. Also, if there's anything specific in there that potentially he would be ashamed of, then maybe don't read that. But it's correct. You should have figured. You should have. Oh,
no,
what's normal?
I had it on my to-do list.
Do you pay a bit up front? But usually with stuff like that, you would pay at the end.
He just trusted me, and I let him down. You know what did he say? Oh God, this is okay. Hey mate, notice you didn't go in. Oh, notice you went in a different direction with your pod artwork, which is totally fine. No hard feelings on that. I'm not going to chase you for money or anything, but I still sat down and did the work for a few hours. So maybe next time, if you've got someone freelancing for you, let them know when you're moving in another direction. Again, not having a go, I understand that you're going to be going. Just a message next time might be a bit more courtesy to freelancers to let them know their time holds value.
You.
Cheers and good luck with it. And that's a perfect message to send.
Like, no, but you know why that's like, it's so much worse for you is that was quite nice.
That was the nicest message.
He really,
and he's a nice guy.
He really made it clear that like all the things that he tried to make it clear that he wasn't saying certain things that kind of would have been inappropriate. He was being very respectful and lovely there.
I get it because he must have been.
He would have been within his rights to be more angry than he was.
He should have been like, where's the money? I don't care. I did the work. Also, it's like he was recommended by a friend of like both of ours.
Yeah.
And it's just like on so many levels, it's insulting what I did. And he must have been grappling with it. Being
is this why he made us look psycho in that second one? Because you had
well, this is so. This is where it's at now. So I did some groveling apologies.
It's also weird to like ask. It's like, oh, can you just make us look a bit cuter?
Well, I think that's eventually where. Well, I want to go back to it, but I can't now.
What do you mean? Yes, you can. So what did you say to him?
Okay, this is where it stands at the moment. Fuck. That was my first response.
Sure, yeah.
Fuck, I was like, man, shit.
Oh, laying it on a bit thick here.
No, because I honestly, it was like getting tore.
All right, mate.
I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I got sidetracked. I totally get it. I'm a freelancer as well. Transferring right now and then sent him.
But what do you mean you're transferring right
the
now?
The money.
What money?
For the work done.
It's not done.
No, Tom, but he had done some work.
Of course, he deserves to be paid some, but don't act like it's over either. You could pay him a bit more but don't like then say goodbye. We still need a photo.
Well, I don't think I've played it that way. So I was like, oh man. I was like, no, you're totally right to say something. I feel real, real bad. I'm really sorry. It fell off my to-do list, and I understand how much we all have to get paid. We're still going in the direction with the artwork.
The direction. Everyone's talking about directions now.
I'm just very...
He imagined a different guy who's better than him.
I'm just very lazy, in brackets, as this whole debacle has properly articulated.
Nice. Bit of humour.
And then I was like...
Self-deprecating humour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I was trying to be nice.
That's how you get out of situations.
But I don't know if I can go back and say, hey, mate, I'm after a few more changes now.
Yes, you can. That's his job. It's fine. He doesn't find it insulting. That's the thing. No, asking for these changes, that's like a normal part of his job. You feel, I think, like you're critiquing him.
No,
and
I feel like now
rude to ask.
I need to move on.
But he's already done one that looks pretty good. We just need a few.
It looks good, yeah.
It's great. Just need a few small changes, then it's fucking done. We don't want to go to another guy just because you're embarrassed to talk to him because you ignored him for 2 months.
I didn't pay him for two months.
Yeah, just be like, oi, we'll give you another $100 if you just make a few changes.
I'm worried he's going to talk.
Talk to who?
Like go to other people.
You're talking about it now.
Well, I'm trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah. Oh,
this is kind of like my PR statement.
You're reading out your mind. Oh, shit.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
I'm a freelancer as well, and I understand, and I know
but
we all
Tom,
need to get paid.
I do understand
I'm
that.
I'm an idiot. I'm so lazy. In brackets, haha, as you can tell.
Dude, I was trying to smooth it over.
No, it's all good. But now, like, it was a good response from you, but it's funny that, yeah, that you just want this all on the record in case he reads his bit and doesn't read your bit out. Well enough. Because if he's telling the story, he would just tell, yeah, that he got ignored, maybe read his bit, and then he'd skip over yours. He'd be like, oh, yeah.
I don't think he read my apology at all.
What do you mean? What did he say back? Did he say, like, oh, that's okay, mate?
He gave it a love heart, and he was like, ha-ha, no problem, blah, blah, blah.
Love heart, that's pretty good.
Well, the problem is, I think he, I assume he liked me. I've never met him, but I assume he liked me.
What would make
we're
you
assume? We've been quite nice in the chat and
okay,
stuff.
Sure.
And recommended by, like, Huey and Zach Dyer recommended it.
Sure.
So I feel like I've got credit in that book with this guy.
Well, you did, yeah. That's down to zero.
Well, dude, don't think you're not tarnished by my mishaps here as well.
Get fucked.
It's your face he's trying to fix. I'm happy with my face.
You didn't pass on the... No, you looked crazy. You're the one who looked crazy. I could live with my face. Yes. The second time. The first time, no. The second time, yes. Second time, you look absolutely mental. Because he tried to make you smile, but he didn't change your eyes. So your eyes look serious and your mouth looks happy. So that's what psycho people are. Their eyes look evil.
I think he was just doing it off a picture of me.
That's of course what he was doing. But the result was that you looked fucking crazy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to him. I'm going to say, hey, mate, we're not done here.
No, offer him more money, I think.
Oh,
how much do you pay him? $200 or something?
$250.
Give him another 100. I'll go halves in this.
No. Don't. No. It's not like you. You've got your Pfizer. I'll be over here with the people dealing with all the real problems. I'll sort it out. Don't you worry.
Fuck off.
I'm on the ground level. Do you have one of your big wigs with a secret link that'll sort it out to a freelancer?
You ignored
maybe.
Him. For two months, and you're playing yourself out as the victim.
I didn't ignore him.
He's the battler.
He's the battler.
You're up in the castle.
He's on the AstraZeneca.
Exactly.
You see the St. George Illawarra Dragons players?
I heard they had a party.
Huge party. The cops came. Jack DeBellin just got off a rape challenge.
Are you serious?
Hiding under the bed. And he got away with it.
What do you mean? How do you know he was hiding under there?
He came clean.
What do you mean?
The guilt got him. Because I think someone dobbed him in.
Bullshit,
and
the guilt got him.
The police were like.
The guilt got him. I was under the bed. The guilt of slightly.
Well, he rang the police.
Breaching COVID restrictions. I couldn't stand with it. The rape thing, yeah, I fought that. Tooth and nail in the courts. But the COVID restrictions thing. Couldn't live with myself. Had to
come
forward.
Well, the story is, and I think one of the other players were going to dob him in. He rang the police and were like, I was under the bed.
Yep.
Kind of maybe as a bit of a fuck you, being like,
yeah,
tell your officers to look under the bed next time. But they all fled. Like, they were all there. They all went running down the street. People were fleeing into cars. It was like 12 players and, yeah, anyway.
Fleeing.
I mean, they got fined collectively $305,000.
What do you mean?
By the
There were 300 people there?
No, by the NRL and the New South Wales. I mean,
gotcha.
Whatever the fine is by the New South Wales
government.
Yes. Oh, but everyone gets fined. But anyway, so a bunch of them got $50,000 fines.
Fucking hell.
And 50. All suspended.
Jesus.
Crazy.
I mean, worth it? Pretty fun.
Pretty fun.
I remember at school, I didn't go, but there was some party where everyone drank in the park. And then apparently the cops came to like disperse because there were teens in the park. And everyone just fucking ran. And there were these like two or three cops. I think maybe two cop cars. chasing these teens around. Everyone was like, just in the suburbs, like everyone's hiding in front yards and like yeah. running away. Like these cops are never going to catch these kids unless they fucking, I think it was pre-taser as well. So it's like you just.
They're not tasering kids though.
No, exactly.
So yeah, right.
Even if they did, yeah, they probably wouldn't.
But you like, couldn't taser.
So it's just like yeah. you can't get them. It yeah, would be totally. Just so fun, like cops chasing you. You're like 15-year-olds. They're faster than like fat cops with lots of stuff on them. Like, and they're like, it just sounded like you know the what, best
this
time.
Would be great if we had a cop here footy players, to talk about
none
this
of them.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly. If you're still listening, Nova, this is what get it could be. Imagine here. This conversation, but with a cop.
We have a cop. We have a pig here.
Exactly, and we're respectful, but we.
We refer what two blokes and a pig is what we're going to call it.
Oh, that they wouldn't sign up.
Yes, totally. It would be fun to be on the run.
Maybe I we remember, should because the mug off Jared's podcast. He, very anti cop.
They hate cops. There. Yeah.
Maybe we should be the pro cop podcast.
Yeah.
You don't know what to say. You're like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel hate like cops that, as much as
I feel like that angle is, you know, it hasn't
vacant.
Been taken. It's
definitely
vacant. Yeah.
Cops are really. I wonder as well if like with like drama and because like the backbone of drama on screen and TV has been cop shows.
I thought you meant like drama classes in school. I'm like, I don't know.
No. Oh my God.
Don't know many of those guys go on to be cops. But no, you're right. Blue Heelers.
Totally. But like Aussie the icons. Wire, everything. It's like, yes. Cop. I mean, maybe it'll all be criminals as good guys. Maybe it'll be more of a Sopranos thing or Breaking Bad, that kind of protagonist being the line between morality, good and evil. But what always
a future
evil.
Show, you thinking?
I just think the trend maybe for screenwriting drama.
That's already kind of the case though, isn't it? Like even in The Wire, like the practices of the police are kind of criticised by the show.
What about Law and Order?
Law and Order, you love them.
Like there's a lot of those.
But then they cheat and then they make the criminals like, they make them up because it's not real.
And they're always real
and they're
bad.
Crazy. Like they've done crazy stuff. So it's like, yeah, okay, I suppose we like the
there's
cops.
There's no
but
reason.
Like, you've
yeah.
fucking done this. You tricked a fucking... cop pricks. You made up like a very villainous character when usually there's, I mean,
there's
life,
a reason,
a bit more ambiguity,
or there's, you know, some kind of socioeconomic factor a lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Have I told you I'm becoming an actor?
No. Mm. Oh my God, that's exciting.
I had to do an audition last week with an American accent.
Right. And you don't know whether you've been successful.
I assume the silence means I have not been successful.
So, I wouldn't really class you as an actor then yet, necessarily.
But I lost a whole day doing this screen test and with an American accent.
So this is you at home with a camera set up having to do lines for the camera?
So a friend who's a good, like a proper actor, she right. came over.
Oh, right. Okay.
The poor woman. I mean, sure. the worst day of her life.
And how long was she there, do you think?
6 hours.
Fucking hell.
Dude, I can't do an American accent.
That is a long time.
I can't do an
American
accent.
She was teaching you how to do an American accent.
I was practicing alone at home, and then she got there, and then she helped me a lot.
With the accent or with the acting? Or both?
I mean, both. It's like, where do you begin?
Can I ask what region of America this accent was required to be from?
So I ended up doing generic American.
Generic American?
Well, no. At first, I was doing probably like... I was trying to do jock boy, like, accent at the start, but then she was like, that's quite Californian.
Yes.
So then it needed to be more kind of generic Hollywood accent.
Well, let's hear it.
I can't do it on command.
You're doing it right now. You can't, this is like Chekhov's gun or something. The gun has to go off. You can't mention an accent without
no, but
having
a whenever
crack
people do accents, then they never do it.
Sure.
It's like when someone can speak another language. And yeah. you're like, hey, can you say it? And they're like, no.
But that's a bit offensive or something.
Is it?
Well, no. I think it's fine. But that, I think they feel like they don't want to put on a show. But you're saying you're bad at it, so you shouldn't have any pride about
okay.
giving it a
crap. There's no pride. It's just humiliating. Think about me submitting a thing to a proper casting agent for a huge a role in a big movie as well, right. by the way. Yeah. All right. So, hey, Tom. How you going? You good?
I mean, it's...
That's pretty bad. Wait. This podcast. Oh, my God. Wait. This podcast. It's crazy, man. Like, we need to be doing better. We need to get better guests. We need to get better subjects. We need more things happening.
Oh my God, the truth comes out when you start speaking in an accent. This is like when people
do free association. All I'm saying is you shouldn't have gotten the vaccine. Like, it's crazy you got the vaccine. There's people out there that need it.
You're good at it.
And you got Pfizer.
This is good to me. It's a bit shit.
No, no, no. But I thought then I watched it back and yeah. It's like horrifying.
I feel like you'd be so focused on doing the accent correctly that the acting would suffer.
Yes.
Also, there are certain like syllables there where you've fucked it.
But, yeah.
A lot of them that you're nailing in my mind, but I'm not an American.
You're not an American.
Yeah.
But also, do you know what the weird thing was? Because then I got to the Ellie, who was helping me. She'd been in Stargate, The Next Generation. Anyway, she was telling me, she was like, just talking it for the rest of, like, the whole day we're here.
Definitely, yeah.
You have to keep talking to it.
Absolutely.
And then when absolutely, Tom.
Absolutely. My name's Tom, and I'm an American boy.
You're doing something.
Is that all right? Oh, all right, all right, all right.
That's all right, but I think
how
that's
do you do
this.
It? I think Goldstein said something. Throat. Back the throat and...
And R's.
You have to pronounce your R's.
R's are huge.
Okay, it's like that.
Yeah, and even when you think you're not doing the R properly, it's like you need to do more of it. But it's all about sitting at the back. We talk
and
Australian.
And not being so deliberate with it as well. You can't be like deliberately doing this.
Yes,
you
but...
You have to be relaxed and like, oh, hey, how's it going, man?
Australians use the least amount of muscles when they're speaking.
Yes, I don't mind this. Yes.
Wait a second. Efficient. Efficient. Americans use a lot, and it's all at the back. Yeah, totally.
That makes sense.
Totally, Tom. It's a lot at the back, right at the back of the throat. They're speaking from the back.
That's good.
Yeah, but
you're gonna get this.
No, dude, I can't because
what
the whole
part,
time.
What's the part? Big a big retard number two. Are you gonna get? I think you're
it was big,
you're next,
it was big retard number three. There's three.
Oh,
yeah.
Then you're no way, man.
No. It was like a pilot, not a big character, but
a pilot, as in you were gonna play a pilot.
Yeah. I wrote in when I submitted, I said, can I do it in an Australian accent?
Yes.
Because the whole time when you're doing it in an American accent, all you can think about is
you're not acting. Yeah, exactly.
So it was terrible.
Totally. But then how long is the scene you had to film?
I had to do three scenes. Probably like 9 pages in total.
No, but like how long a video?
Oh, each one went for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But Ellie, who I was doing with reading with me. But my point is that so for the 6 hours, I spoke in an American accent all day. And then we finally finished. And she did an American accent as well. She can do a proper American accent.
Yeah, right.
When I heard an Australian accent, I was disgusted. Like when we finished and my housemate came home, I was like, that is just, I was like, yuck, disgusting. And that must be what people think about Australian accents.
I really think it is. I've had that same feeling like overseas when you're used to, I don't know, talking to English people and then you hear some guy in the bar, some Aussie guy. You're like, oh,
who the fuck is that?
Disgusting. I think it's partly because it's like, fuck off. Like, I'm the Australian
guy. I'm the Australian guy.
But then also, yeah, it's just like not nice when you, because we're very used to American accents, obviously. From
yeah, you are, but when
consuming
you...
media.
And but in the environment of watching it, when it's like when you see an American or you, if you're friends with an American in Australia, it is quite, their accent is like not it's just stronger than like.
Totally, it but it also makes more. Sense to us because we've seen it our whole lives. And so I think what you're describing also happens when you're watching movies where there's one Australian. It'll be like American the whole time. You're not thinking, oh, everyone's got an American accent. You're just watching a movie.
Yeah.
And then when the Australian talks, my first reaction is often like, what the fuck was that?
Like, get that guy out of here.
Is that guy fucked? Or, oh, wait, is that Australian? Or is that, and then it's only the second or third time when they talk, I'm like, fuck, that's Australian, isn't it? It's like, oh, that's rough.
It's so bad.
It's a shame.
It's a shame that we sound the way we do. But some of them, I think the big problem is Chris Hemsworth's Australian accent is quite sexy somehow. As opposed to...
He's just got a very deep voice.
So I think so everyone kind of thinks thing. Australians talk like that, but like...
Well, my girlfriend has an opinion on this.
I'd love to hear it.
She thinks that, basically, yes, I think our accent is a bit lazy sounding and kind of laconic and like relaxed and like oafish, potentially.
What,
I think that's
ours or Australian general?
Yeah. Australians. And I think that's how we're seen to some degree. Internationally, we're seen as kind of oafs, like drunken oafs, like convicts, right? That's like the stereotype.
Sure.
And particularly, you know, your English, posh English people would definitely see you that way. Your French people would probably see you that way too.
Yeah.
But Esther's opinion is that for men, particularly maybe when you're young, like backpacking in your early 20s, girls like that, like girls around the world, generally think that's kind of a bit sexy because it's a bit like masculine.
Really?
Like there's a masculine oafishness to it. Whereas the women get a bit screwed because the international men don't like it, don't like the Australian women as much because they seem a bit like,
Right.
Like a bit, it's not even that the men come out better in this situation, which made sense.
That does make sense.
Mm.
It is interesting, how we perceive it. Yeah, especially like I guess if you were, I don't know what you would make if you were not from Australia and then you heard like quite a thick bogan country Australian accent.
Well, then there are different, but then I think a bogan or whatever you want to call it, like country accent is often accompanied with a fun spirit or something, particularly in
bit
the
of
context.
A grin.
Yeah,
glint
exactly.
In the eye.
Yeah, glint in the eye, like a grin, like cheekiness. But particularly if you're like backpacking in Europe or something, like they're leaning into it to some degree.
Yeah.
They're kind of like having a bit of fun with it. They're probably saying that they love leaning into like sayings, Aussie sayings, like they're being particularly Australian, making themselves a bit of a caricature to some degree. But like that's what people are after in that context. They're after a bit of a caricature.
Yeah.
If someone's got a fucking Australian guy, it's like, I fucked an Australian guy. He's wearing a hat. He was saying crikey all the time. He was really fucking leaning into it like he was Aussie as. So I feel like that can. That's not all bad.
Not all bad.
In that context, which...
Totally.
This was talking about. If you went over in your 40s in a business conference and you were trying to be taken seriously at the conference, I think it would be worse for you.
I think it's becoming more global, though.
Australia.
Australian accents. I just think in the media we're a bit more represented
in
certain fields. I was watching... My girlfriend's Argentinian, as you know.
Yeah.
We were watching this Argentinian documentary the other night.
You want one of these?
Oh, I'm still going on these beers. These are great, by the way. She has an Australian accent, as you know. Came here when she was 10 or whatever.
Mm.
So she still has a thick Argentinian accent. But we were watching this thing and I was like...
Hang on, you just said she has an Australian and an
Australian and an... So she goes between the two.
What do you mean?
So
she can do both.
When she speaks Spanish or Italian, very...
She speaks Spanish and Italian.
Yeah, she speaks both. Half of Buenos Aires is very Italian. Like,
she's a genius. That's like unlocking a different part of your brain.
Totally. And it's like, pathetic. I'm, you know, I try to get... She can't even explain it to me because I can't even... Mm. I can speak one... Like, if you can't speak another one, you can't...
No, you just don't have that part of your brain. Like, it unlocks... Yeah, exactly.
Totally. But she... So we were watching this documentary and I was trying to get her to explain the dialects to me because it was said in Buenos Aires, not set, but filmed.
Mm.
And then she was like, oh, because also it's like quite, like Spanish is a beautiful language. The way they speak is like
right,
exciting.
Mate. She's not here, you don't have to say
no,
this.
No, but it is. It doesn't sound, it's hard Spanish. To be like, Spanish is, you don't think? Yeah, I mean, what people say like French is...
Yeah, French is better.
I mean, French is probably better. But it still has a lot more, I think, romance in it than English.
Oh, definitely.
You sent me a thing once on how people that can't speak English hear English. You sent me that YouTube video. Yeah. Horrific to watch. Mm. It sounds so bad.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Oh, no. It's interesting. But
it sounds
it's also
normal
like,
to me.
Well, I asked her as well, side note, when she came to Australia, because she couldn't speak a word of English.
Yeah.
What did it sound like? And she was like, oh, fucked. It was like,
yeah.
She said it was so slow.
Yeah.
And these crazy pauses
that's what I mean about
we have between our words.
Spanish, though. It's like, relax.
Anyway, so we're watching this documentary.
That's the other way. If I went over there,
you'd be like, calm down, relax.
Exactly. When I was 10, then we'd have the opposite view. So maybe think about that before you criticize, even though you're asked in quite an intimate setting. And only now Sam has revealed that information. So
she was like, these guys who were speaking, she was like, they have a very rough accent, like a real bad...
The bogan equivalent.
She goes, as much as like if you heard the most bogan Australian, they have the most bogan Argentinian
Could you tell the difference?
Accent. Could not tell the difference in any way.
Did that make her
to me, I was
annoyed?
Like,
that would annoy her, surely. She's like, I'm not that.
Oh, no.
I'm different and fancy and cool.
I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, but she also understood. I
but
think
if
she
people didn't understand the difference between my accent and a very like country accent or like a... People talk about Perth and Adelaide having different accents.
Dude, no, but like you've done that Indian comedy tour, the same one I've done. I remember going there and a guy telling me, he was shocked. He was like, oh, I can't tell the difference between an English and an American accent.
Mm.
He goes, and then I started chatting to him and he goes, oh, you remind me of the cricket commentary.
Mm.
That was the only reason he could tell the difference.
Well, then, yeah.
It is that thing when you're in your own moment, you can't tell.
Oh, totally. I mean, of course, we'd be able to see the distinctions more. But it would be a bit frustrating too, potentially. Oh, I don't think I'd care. To be honest, I think I'd enjoy maybe being perceived as having a more Bogan accent in an overseas country. I think I quite liked that. I think we've talked about this, but in England, that's why I say about like if someone went to, with a like a country accent, went to a conference, they wouldn't be treated in the same way. In England, I did feel a bit talked down to sometimes.
Mm, yeah, which totally.
I'm not used to as a.
Well, you're a white collar Pfizer guy.
I'm a Pfizer boy. I'm a white guy in Australia. People don't like assume you're an idiot, but there was a bit of that. But then as a result, you kind of lean into the, because people are just seeing you through the lens of you're an Australian.
Totally. That becomes your identity.
Exactly. So you can lean into that a little bit. And I think you do find yourself becoming a bit more Australian. Like you can see how that happens.
I'll say g'day more overseas than I ever would in Australia.
I say
which is so pathetic.
At the beginning, every shop I go into, I'm like, g'day, can I get like a gum or whatever? And I think I do say that at like a servo.
You probably say it in here, Australia, yeah.
But you don't think about it here. But you do over there, and you don't stop it. You keep doing it. Because
you want someone to go, Australia. I've been to Melbourne.
I don't even. I mean, that does happen, and I do like it. I don't even think I want. I feel like it's maybe a bit of like defensiveness. It's like I refuse to change, and then it's also linked to the fact that if you're being treated a bit differently, you're like, no. Stopping that would be like a concession to this culture.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
But this is also
I refuse to try and acclimatize.
A 6-week trip to the UK.
Yeah, but like, if people can push back slowly, like it's a group effort. If enough of us go over there and keep saying g'day, it'll be normalised to a degree, and maybe they'll start having a bit more respect. I don't know.
Yeah, they do treat you. They do treat you from, but maybe that's an insight to. Obviously, there's class issues in Australia.
Yeah, we're seen as bottom.
Totally. Yeah.
In their class system.
We have class issues here, but because.
Oh, no, I think it's fine. Just call up, you get your Pfizer. I'm fine. So class. Yeah, you're just in the bigger city and then you just, everything kind of comes to you and you don't really need to worry about it.
You don't worry about it. You get like a Uber Eats. You know, like, normally you get a secret form.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just you get hooked up. Like, I feel like it's working a treat, actually.
It's a perfect system. But because we have pretty standard accent across the board, it's probably, I mean, someone was telling me, it's starting to change more. We don't have dialects in the way other countries do. But in the UK, for example, which has strong dialects, and it's like as soon as you talk to someone with a different dialect, you can tell straight away where they're from. Mm. A lot of the time, they're what demographic they kind of fall into. That creates huge class kind of issues in the way people interact socially. So
it's actually crazy
to get thrown into that in the UK. And as you say, Australians are at the bottom of all of that.
Well, it feels like that's how they see us. Because, I mean, and the other thing everyone knows is, like, the convict situation, which prisoners are the lowest in a society in terms of class, like, literally in prison. But, yeah, my feeling is, like, fuck off. Like, we're outside of your whole bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
We're not below. We're, like, separate. Like, we're just on another. We're not in your little game where you judge everyone's accents how much money do they have or whatever. It's like, fuck off. Like,
No. But I do think they do think that.
They do think it's unfair.
At the same time,
we're not
like,
part of it.
No, but it's not. It's not even we're ranked. It's just they're just like, oh.
It's also not about money. I said it was about money. It's got nothing to do with money over there. It's actually just status. Is about like their. It's this separate thing that Australians don't have as much. It's like your class, like your, I don't know, your bloodline or like this. I mean, class in Australia is very much linked to money. It's like if you're rich or something, people might be like, oh. And then people do have different cultures if they're a bit rich, but it is pretty much based on money. As opposed to there, it's, you could be poor, but if you speak like this.
Totally. Yeah. And that's what I mean about the dialect.
It's like you're still invited.
Whereas Australia, like class is a lot of the time related more to geography, I feel.
Yeah, which correlates with money, I think.
Oh, no, yeah. Money.
Because you
and
only
money
can afford to live places.
Totally.
If you,
But it is, it is... Yeah, it is interesting because I do feel a sense of like similarity, English people to Australians.
Well, it's the thing, it's similar enough where you're like, hey, how's it going? We know about you. I suppose they watch less of our TV shows than we watch of theirs.
No, but they get those fucking soaps.
True, so but I that's like trashy. That's so low trashy. Class. That's like, that's not respected. Whereas we, you know, The Office or whatever, like that's like top tier art that we want. Well, you know, I'd say art no, in like great. A general way, but it it's like, actually it's fucking great. Awesome. Like we respect it, we like it. Whereas, I don't know, Neighbours, it's fine, but it's like it's a soap. Yeah, we need fucking who else have we sent over there? Dame Edna? They know that.
Rolf.
And the only people that they fucking like are the people who like I suppose are just the stereotypical Australian to them. Like Brendan Burns, Jim Jefferies. This is just comedy based now, but like big louts that play into their perception of what an Australian
is. I hope our little mate Campo, because he's in that show over there at the moment, Bloods.
Mm.
So maybe he becomes the new spoke. I would love for him to become the Australian spokesperson.
He would be good because he would still play into it a little bit in that he swears in unexpected ways and probably gets away with, I don't think he did when he did that sketch show he did, like he said cunt a few times and stuff, and I think how he got that over the line a bit was being like, that's just like, I don't know, these kind of jokes like normal in my culture, like respect the culture. Yeah. So and that's kind of how people would perceive his accent as being a bit kind of weird and like base.
He's almost not like you if you listen to him chat, you would be almost like he's not tied to a nationality. Like he's Australian a lot in some ways.
Australian accent, but not as much. And I agree, he's less louty, and he's, I don't know, I suppose comedy character is a bit of a weird dweeb or something, but still a dweeb, still good jokes.
Still dweeby.
Requires intelligence to craft this.
Yeah.
So I feel like it communicates, at the end of the viewing, if you saw that Australian, like it would breed respect. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you can't argue with that. It was a bit ruder than I'm used to. I remember, because I lived over there in 2011, and I did a few open mics, and I remember I had a few jokes about, I think my best joke at the time, I forget exactly how it went. It was something about the word loser and how I don't like the word loser because it doesn't make sense because it implies that there's like winners in life and losers in life.
Sure.
And like that doesn't make sense at all because like that's subjective. And a woman called me a loser because I was masturbating in the toilets at work.
Oh, to pull back and reveal.
Yeah, and I was like, how do you know that I didn't just win? What if that was the goal of life?
Oh.
I could have just won all over your shoes. That was the joke.
That's pretty good.
It was a bit better than that. Like, I kind of didn't remember the details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember doing that kind of was like a reliable joke in Australia. Like, it was, I think part of the joke was that I was like 20 and I was being rude. But in England, they hated it, and one guy yelled, like, I got heckled. The guy was like,
no, mate, not acceptable over here.
Well, yeah, he was like, I could. Then after that, I said I was Australian. And he was like, yeah, we can fucking tell. And I'm like, what? And he's like,
he said that.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, we can tell you're Australian. Fuck this, F this, fucking, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Remember our producer in Edinburgh that year? We had the same producer. She said, I mean, she said you and I were swearing too much.
What? She was didn't like, tell me that.
She was, okay.
What? Did you have a secret conversation with her?
No, she came up to me and she goes, oh, yeah, you guys are classic Australians. You're just swearing a lot. But also, like, who, I mean.
In our shows.
Yeah, but it's also like, I feel like English people swear. Anyway, whatever. I don't.
They do, but only the lower class ones. Like, all right, mate, I'll fucking smash you, mate.
Instead of the pompous like, English
excuse
guys.
Me, could you fucking. They wouldn't say it. They'd be like, oh yes, absolutely.
I couldn't possibly swear.
It's so fucking annoying. Like, their whole thing about, oh, I don't want to say anything about. Just fucking be honest.
They're like, oh, I did a sex recently.
I don't want to. I don't know how to ask this of you, but you are standing on my toes at the moment, and it does actually hurt a little bit.
There's no easy way to say this, but I was.
Yes, there is.
I was naked. I was a naked man.
Yeah, we get it. You're fucking naked. It's not cool or interesting.
They're
or
the
fucking
lamest. English people are the lamest.
But it's the posh ones. The fucking non-posh ones will just say, yeah, I was naked, and then move on, and then it'll be a good joke or something.
Yeah, yeah,
it's the, oh, yes, dancing around it. Like, oh, yeah. God, yes. This dance is interesting to people because you understand that it's rude to say that and rude to say that, and they're doing a little dance between all these little pieties that we can't see because we don't have them, and we're like, what is this dance?
But surely that's not like, oh, surely that's not interesting to anyone except the people in that small sector.
Well, yeah, if you agreed with them that it was rude to say X, Y, Z, A, B, C, like seven things, and they're dodging them all and being like, oh, it'd be like interesting, like, oh, fuck, yeah, like they are dodging all these things. But we can't see any of them.
We're on a straight road.
We're just sort of, and we're seeing them dodging invisible shit, and they look fucking stupid. I hate it.
I always say English comedians, besides all the ones I'm friends with, like posh English, the worst. The worst possible stand-up comedy.
Well, I feel like there's an established style that so many bad ones just do the lilt, but there's no actual jokes, and it's all just like, oh, yes, trying to come across. And they're trying to make themselves look low status, but they're trying to be cute is what they're really doing.
Yeah.
They're trying to be cute.
So much cuteness.
And it's not working. You're not cute. You're pathetic. You need to stand up for yourself. And you're like, oh, should I ask? Yes.
Yes.
Now. Or kill yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking frustrating. Like,
Ranger.